I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Here's what I was into when I was 10, making short 8mm movies and catching crawfish in the creek behind my family's house. I did worry about things like the Vietnam War, but mostly I just got to be a kid. So I'm pretty impressed with Levi Draheim. He's 10 years old, lives in a small town in Florida, and loves his life there. But he also knows that that life is already being disrupted by climate change. Draheim's not just worrying about it, though. He's stepping up to do something about it. From our Livable Planet desk, reporter Tipa Fernandez went to Satellite Beach, Florida, for this final installment in our series on kids and climate change.
He may be suing the federal government, but in most ways, Levi Draheim is a pretty typical 10-year-old kid. He's learning the violin, but yeah, he doesn't like to practice so much.
And this is my semi-clean bedroom.
He also hates cleaning his room.
I'm so honored that you cleaned up for me.
It's a chore, because I could hardly walk through my room. This is my hermit crab, JJ.
Yep, he has a pet crab. JJ's a rescue crab.
I sometimes will build, like, obstacles for him, like in his tank, also on the floor.
Tour of his room done, Levi then heads off to tackle some math.
Okay, so I'm doing geometry right now.
He's sitting at his kitchen table, books splayed out in front of him. His mom, Leanne, sits opposite. She's busy on her sewing machine. She makes all Levi's clothes and sells her cute kid outfits online, too.
The longest side is 2 times the shortest side.
Ooh, that's complicated.
It's grade 7th to 9th.
Whoa, and you're 10?
Yeah.
So you're pretty good at math, I'd say.
Yes, but I don't like it.
When Hurricane Irma ripped through Florida in September, it hit his town of Satellite Beach pretty hard. Levi and his family had to evacuate, and his street flooded.
Like, it was so deep that we had to, like, we were driving through it, and it was, like, up to the, I think, middle of the car.
Levi's school also flooded pretty badly and had to close.
Yeah, we can look in the window. We can't get in right now. But
Levi and his mom have come to peek in and see if it's getting fixed up.
Everything's gone, Mom.
Before the flood, Levi came to school 3 days a week and was homeschooled the other two. Being here was a highlight because he got to hang out with other kids. But Levi won't get to see these kids as much anymore. Turns out the school was damaged beyond repair. So his mom says she'll stick to homeschooling for now. But that's the least of her worries.
Yeah, I mean, our whole street was underwater. We had sandbags out and things like that. And we're worried that, you know, if it rains hard, then we're going to have that issue again and again.
The family lives on what's called a barrier island, just a long, thin strip of sand off the mainland. And projections for sea level rise are not good for this part of the Florida coast.
The barrier island will go away eventually because it's at sea level and there's just nothing stopping it.
Levi jumps in to explain more.
Well, there's like these maps and stuff like that, and it shows that this whole entire street will be completely underwater. We're 0 feet above sea level. And so even if the polar ice caps melt a little bit, it'll go into the ocean, which is going to go into the Indian River Lagoon, which is going to flood our home.
Those maps he's talking about project parts of Satellite Beach to be sitting in water in 30 to 40 years, with the whole island likely submerged by the end of the century. Levi wants to show me how the sand dunes, which make like a wall on the Atlantic side of the island, are getting eaten away. He and his mum bring me to a part of the beach where the dunes are pretty eroded.
There's the sign right here. It says, keep off the dunes.
As you might expect by now, Levi doesn't just talk about climate change. He's also trying to fight it. Among other things, he and his mum have helped with dune restoration work, planting a type of grass called sea oats in the sand.
And they're what really holds the dunes together. Like, with erosion, the dunes are all that, I mean, this sea oats are all that holds it in, really.
It's not all work and no play. Levi can ride his bike to the beach. He boogie boards when he wants. He loves life here.
There's a snake right there.
But there's no denying he's living the impacts of sea level rise and extreme weather. In many ways, he was a natural to join the 20 other kids from around the country suing the federal government over not doing enough to stop climate change. And he's the youngest.
So tell me what you think climate change is.
I think climate change is basically like is a national disaster, and it's going to affect everybody. Like in Florida, you can obviously see effects, like 2 hurricanes in the same year, and we had to evacuate for that, and beach erosion, stuff like that.
So some people might say, but you know what? Hurricanes have always happened, and...
Oh, yeah, well, there's always mandatory evacuations, they say. But, no, it's not... They haven't been this bad of hurricanes, stuff like that.
In this case, Levi actually doesn't have it quite right. Scientists don't think climate change is causing more hurricanes, but there is evidence in general that it's making them and other storms worse. Still, like with math, pretty good for a 10-year-old.
And where do you get your information from? How do you learn about this stuff?
Well, obviously from the other plaintiffs, or I just like hear it on the news and stuff like that, or from my mom.
He also gets it from his church. In fact, that's how he heard about the lawsuit. The minister told Levi's mom about it, and she asked Levi if he wanted to be involved. He didn't hesitate.
This is their mulberry tree, and... score. Here, you can try one if you want.
Levi and his mom are in the tropical back garden of their Unitarian Universalist church. Service begins shortly, but they're snacking a little first.
Yeah.
Then the service starts.
Our light is the light of the sun. Keeper of all the love.
It's a pretty relaxed, liberal church. Leanne is barefoot. Levi bounces a ball the entire service. And then afterwards, there's morning tea and more talk about Levi's activism.
So when is trial, Levi?
It's officially on February 5th.
Nervous about that?
A little bit.
He says whether they win or lose, he, for one, hopes the president is watching.
And it's kind of hard that the most powerful person in the world denies that climate change is ever a problem and ever will be a problem. And so it's just kind of hard.
Whatever happens, Levi says, he's going to keep fighting. He doesn't want his Florida island paradise to disappear. For The World, Deepa Fernandez, Satellite Beach, Florida.
We've got a great photo of young climate activist Levi Draheim at PRI.org. That's also where you can catch Tipa's whole series on kids and climate change. Again, that's PRI.org.